I'm Ricky Bevington. This week for Atlanta Considered, we consider how first-world technology like smartphones and apps is becoming a crucial weapon against third-world diseases. That's where Decatur-based Task Force for Global Health comes in. Its mission is to combat devastating illnesses that affect millions of people living in poverty. It's able to fight this battle not just by utilizing doctors, but by using data. Task Force CEO Dr. Mark Rosenberg is here to explain. He's part of a panel at South by Southwest in Austin called How to End a Plague: Smartphones, Science, and Partnerships.
We think that Atlanta has an incredible story to tell. Atlanta is really the global health hub of the world, with CDC, with organizations like CARE and the Carter Center and the Task Force and the Academic Schools of Public Health.
Who were you hoping to reach through going to South by Southwest at the conference?
We have committed to end blinding trachoma, an extraordinarily ambitious goal, by 2020. To reach over 100 million people, we need the help of any technology we can get. So we hope that by telling this story of an amazing disease and amazing partnership, we can get people with amazing technologies to come on board.
This is a really terrible disease. What does it do to people?
It is an awful disease, and it's an awfully painful disease. In parts of the world where they don't have water to wash the faces of young children, secretions accumulate on their face from their eyes, their nose, the food that they eat. So flies land on them for food. These flies spread the bacteria, chlamydia. And when it gets into the eye of a child, and eventually it causes scarring on the inside of their eyelid, and it causes their eyelashes to turn in. Well, imagine your eye being scratched hundreds of times a day, every time you blink. And eventually, from the scratches, your cornea gets infected, it becomes opaque, and you go blind. And you can get rid of the bacteria by treating a person with this antibiotic just twice a year.
Can you give me a specific example of how it is that technology is going to help you fight trachoma and eliminate it?
Sure. In order to fight a disease, you have to know where the disease is. And since it covers a huge continent like sub-Saharan Africa, you have to know where are the people who have this infection, where are the people with the disease. So the first way we used technology was to try to map those places where they do have blinding trachoma. And to collect data, we had to examine more than 2.5 million people. What we can do using smartphones to collect the data is collect the data, send it back to our server here in Atlanta, and integrate the new data that we collect every day in real time. We can get these data anytime we need them to mount the effort to treat the disease.
So while you're in Austin, what is your argument for why this audience should consider joining this effort here in Atlanta?
This is a very tech-savvy audience. There are a lot of computer geeks. There are people who build apps. There are people who are tech-savvy. If we can recruit people to help us collect the data and to help transform that into understanding, I think together we can change the world in such a very, very important way.
Dr. Mark Rosenberg, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Mark Rosenberg is CEO of the Decatur-based Task Force for Global Health. You can see the global trachoma map. It's up now at gpbnews.org. For Atlanta Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington.